Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you want to make the media go insane, write an incredible op-ed that actually explains the redacted Mar-a-Lago raid reasoning and documents, and then say that it's insane that the raid actually happened. And the leftist media will turn on you. The Wall Street Journal has come out, and you need to go read this article, all right? The Wall Street Journal has come out dismissing the Mar-a-Lago affidavit, and they asked a big question in the newspaper. Is that all there is, right? This is all there is. You raided a former president of the United States of America's home. You went through his personal belongings. You broke into his safe. You went through the first lady's clothing, and this is all there is? Now, if you write this article like the Wall Street Journal has done, using facts, the law, and logic, automatically something happens. The anger from the media. And they will come after you the same way they come after any other conservative out there that tells the real story of this redacted affidavit that tells us virtually nothing. That's why they use the line. Is that all there is? Now, the Wall Street Journal isn't some, you know, crazy newspaper. Their editorial board is very sophisticated. In fact, many times they write things I disagree with. But this one they understand. And they understand just how extreme the Department of Justice and the FBI has now become. That this is something you see in third world countries. This should never happen in the United States of America. Which is exactly why they took a stand saying, is that all there is? Is this all it takes now in the United States of America to raid a president, a former president's home, or a political enemy's home when there's basically no basis for doing so? All right, but first I want to tell you about the incredible company, Patriot Mobile. If you are like me and you're sick and tired of giving your money to companies that are fighting against your family values, fighting against your First and Second Amendment rights, trying to indoctrinate your kids, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in the U.S. Now, they're not just a company that is a Christian conservative company. They actually take a part of your bill every month when you pay, And they use that money to fight for our First, our Second Amendment rights. They use it to fight for the sanctity of life and for adoption services after we have had this big victory with Roe v. Wade. This is a company that's on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. That's why I want you to make the switch to Patriot Mobile, because every time you use your phone, you're going to be making a difference on these important issues. Now, it doesn't matter what your budget is. Patriot Mobile has incredible plans, nationwide coverage that will work with your budget. So go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson and get in the fight and stand with a company that's fighting for your values. You can also call them right now, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, all you got to do is use the promo code Ferguson to get free activation. Plus, special discounts are available for all veterans and first responders. So join the movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call 972-PATRIOT. I want to play for you Joe Scarborough and MSNBC and their reaction to the Wall Street Journal. They are furious over the fact that there's 184 unique documents with classification markings, 25 of them marked top secret, 67 documents marked confidential, and 92 documents marked secret. Now, you have to understand, it's not like it's independent, unique documents here. Some of these have multiple pages to them, and they, of course, want to count every page like it's its own thing when it's actually not, right? You can have 15-page report that could be marked as top secret, and that's 15 pages, not 15 unique documents. It's one document that's 15 pages long. I can't turn in, when I was writing my book, a page and say it's a book, right? Not every page of that book is a unique book. But that's how the media is trying to mark these documents. They're trying to imply that one group of papers is actually 33 different groups of papers or 33 different top secret documents. It's part of the manipulation, the lies that they're telling. Listen to them, though, and how they're now going after the Wall Street Journal for just asking a basic question. Is that all there is?
The Wall Street Editorial Board, Wall Street Journal Editorial Board, asked the Mar-a-Lago affidavit, is that all there is? Now, I quote the Wall Street Journal editorial board a lot because I like a lot of things that they write. I know most people that watch this show do not. But man, on Russia, on this, they are, this is, talk about defining deviancy down. This is what the Wall Street Journal editorial page wrote. A federal judge on Friday released a heavily redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to justify the search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And we can't help but wonder, is that it? Is that it? Did you really just ask that question?
By the way, yes, they really did ask that question. Let me read the line again from the Wall Street Journal. A federal judge on Friday released a heavily redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to justify the search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And we can't help but wonder, is that it? This is why our agents descended on a former president's residence like they would a mob boss. This is how you know this was a political enemies list of the United States government. And that's why they treated Donald Trump like a mob boss, not like a former president, because they need to take him down at all costs. And the Wall Street Journal is just laying it out. Is that all there is? Is this all you have to go after someone this way? Is this where we want to be with the federal government? And listen to what Scarborough says next.
This is why agents descended on a former president's residence like they would a mob boss. Oh, I don't know. Or like they would if somebody took 184 documents with classified markings on them, Wall Street Journal editorial page. If you're going to indict a former president, you better have him dead to rights.
Yes, he's a mob boss. That's what they're saying now on MSNBC. Donald Trump shouldn't be treated like a former president. Donald Trump should be treated like a mob boss, because if we turn him into a mob boss, then you'll hate him too. Now, Representative, a Democrat, Lou, defending the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid, said it's, quote, cultish and un-American treasonous behavior by the President of the United States of America. This is how they're going into the midterm elections. This Democratic Representative Lou, defending Trump on Mar-a-Lago raid, says it's cultish, un-American, treasonous behavior. He was on the Alex Witt Report that MAGA Republicans defending Donald Trump after the FBI raid of his Florida state are enraged in cultish, un-American, treasonous behavior. So you stand up for Donald Trump, you're now a cultish, un-American, treasonous behavior type individual. Witt said, what is interesting is listening to Trump defenders. They've constantly shifted the goalpost by first off demanding the release of a search warrant and then the release of an affidavit. Now they want sensitive government secrets to be declassified and just put out there in the public. Well, because when you redacted it, we couldn't read it, folks. That's why. Former George W. Bush administration official John Yeo said, why not declassify the documents they actually took from President Trump and show the public what they were working with, what they did? And immediately Democrats jump in here. Lou said John Yeo's comments are insane. What he is saying is he would want top secret documents and documents that are beyond top secret to appear on the front page of the New York Times on your show so I can see them and my dentist can see them, my neighbor and the Russians and the Iranians, solely to protect Donald Trump. Quote, this is cultish, un-American, treasonous behavior. You cannot just declassify all these documents and put it into the public domain simply to prevent Donald Trump from prosecution. That is a very treasonous argument. Any MAGA Republican making it should be ashamed of themselves. So you're now treasonous for wanting and not, well, number one, not trusting the government. And two, for saying you want transparency with our government. That's now treasonous. That's what they want you to believe. Why did they redact everything after sending it out there for the world to see? They sent it out there for the world to see for really only one reason. They sent out a redacted statement to look like they were being transparent while redacting everything so they could then say, well, the reason why we can't say anything is because it's just so bad, even though it's clear that there's nothing there. And by the way, there is nothing there. So if you ask questions, you demand answers, you are now treasonous. Now, if you look at what treason means, it means you actually go against your country. It also, if you are convicted of treason, you can be given the death penalty. That part they probably actually do believe in. They actually are that serious. They actually believe that you should be given the death penalty for supporting Donald Trump. I think Democrats realize and understand something here. They're in serious trouble. They have real problems now. This is now go into 100% attack mode. Because if you don't go into 100% attack mode, you know what's going to come your way. You know what's going to happen. They're going to come after you. Former U.S. attorney said, I don't think there's enough transparency from the DOJ on the Mar-a-Lago raid. Because some people in law enforcement are actually saying now that they believe that there are problems. Listen.
Never happened with.
Sad thing about it is it's not... This is so much more important than politics. This is not supposed to be about politics. This is supposed to be about securing documents that have to do with our national security. John, thanks so much.
By the way, I love Poppy Harlow here at CNN, right? She's saying, well, this shouldn't be political. Okay, then why didn't you treat people differently when they were stealing top secret documents like Hillary Clinton and then destroying them, putting them on servers? Did you ever hear that line from CNN then? No, of course not. Because this is politics. While they're claiming it shouldn't be about politics, that's exactly what it is. When Hillary Clinton was ordering her staff to smash BlackBerries and to bleach servers and refused to give back to the government the documents they requested and destroyed them instead, there was never a segment saying what you just said on CNN. So then she moves on, right, from that statement. This shouldn't be about politics. This is about national security, right? We have the moral high ground here. And everyone that disagrees with us, you are treasonous to, you know, in the way you're acting towards your country. That's the new narrative of the left.
For agreeing to come on, and Phil, as always, but John, the reason we reached out to you is because I was struck by what you told the New York Times a few days ago, and that is, you know, you said, and I should know you were an Obama appointee, you said, I think anytime you search a former president's home, you've got to treat it with more transparency, and you need to disclose all the details with alacrity and quickness. And I just wonder, because that's where the fight is now, really, within the part, the political fight is, even with this affidavit that, you know, a lot of it is redacted. Is there enough transparency here? Now, seeing what we see and also seeing what's redacted, is there enough transparency from DOJ here?
I love it, right? Well, we need transparency, but we really don't, because if you ask for transparency, you're treasonous.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former U.S. attorney appointed by Barack Obama actually criticized the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The question is he now committing treason? That's what the left is saying about anybody that's angry or questioning the Mar-a-Lago raid. Listen to his answer.
I don't think there is. I think ultimately Merrick Garland's job here is to get buy-in from the American public that the investigation is being conducted fairly and transparently. And ultimately, the American people are the jury on this case. They need to know what the evidence is against a former president. Yes, a former president of the United States is different. We have to treat that person differently. And we need to make sure that Donald Trump is treated the same as Joe Biden would be treated if he left office. And so the American public needs to go out there. So I think they should absolutely release the affidavit of the search warrant. We need to know the specifics of this case. You can't just suddenly indict a former president without telling the public why.
Yeah.
Now, I love this. You can't indict the former president of the United States of America without telling them why. And immediately she cuts him off because that's the point they don't want you to think about.
We need to know the specifics of this case. You can't just suddenly indict a former president without telling the public why.
Yeah. No one's indicted yet. But, Phil, I mean, I think...
No one's indicted yet, right? Let's move on from that. You can't say this. This is a former U.S. attorney saying you can't act like the president of the United States of America, former president, is not different, right? Number one, you just can't. You cannot act like he's somehow a normal person. You can't go in and raid his house and not have transparency. You can't tell people what's going on here and expect them to accept it as fact. And if you go back to what MSNBC was saying earlier, well, anyone that doesn't go along with this, you are treasonous, right? You are an individual that is committing treason, that is advocating for the overthrowing of the government, even though no one on the right is saying that. We are angry, right? We are frustrated that this could even take place. We are upset that this could even there was even a chance of this happening. And we still don't have transparency. And that's why they come after you saying that if you are standing by Donald Trump, you are defending him, this is a treasonous argument. Quote, any MAGA Republican making it should be ashamed of themselves. That is what a congressman said about all of us. He went on to add, quote, he knew they were classified, referring to Donald Trump in these documents, and he intentionally took them. He did not box them up. It was actually government employees that didn't work for him that did this. So again, let's take those facts and put them into this conversation. Lou also goes on to say, also note that if the MAGA Republican argument is that these documents should be declassified, then they have got to ask themselves, why do we want to names and locations and against these U.S. spies out there in Vanity Fair? That is an insane argument. That's his closing statement now. He's saying if you ask for transparency, there's a problem because you shouldn't get the transparency you're asking for because it might, as he says, put people's lives at risk. They had another former CIA officer on the Mar-a-Lago raid saying the Soviet Union developed an atomic bomb because of U.S. spies. So therefore, you should trust the U.S. government no matter what when they come out and do things like this. Listen.
And none of them really stick.
So Mark, what can you? We've already said we're not sure what's in there. There's no way we can tell if there's been damage. It's great. It's great that there's going to be an intel assessment. It's also, I take it as a very positive step that you have Democrats and Republicans asking for that. It's the reasonable, responsible thing to do. One other thing, too, people freaking out about the special master. There are a lot of nonpartisan legal analyst who said this wouldn't be a bad thing again in the sake of transparency. So I don't think anybody needs to freak out about that. But Mark, what did you see in the affidavit that caused you concerns? Are there anything specific that you're focusing on that you want to learn about because of concerns it may have?
Well, Joe, absolutely, because we're talking about documents and the irony. And of course, you mentioned it earlier this morning, this crowd that say it's just documents. Is that all there is? Well, documentary, intelligence collection, that's the apex of what we do. You know, documents are what, allowed the Soviet Union to steal our nuclear secrets. You know, they developed an atomic bomb because of what? U.S. spies gave them documents. And so, when you have something of that nature, that's when kind of the hair goes up in the back of your head. And again, what is in that document? Is it something that could reveal the identity of a CIA agent, someone we recruited overseas? Could a foreign adversary kind of reverse engineer whatever was in those documents?
By the way, there's no indication that the documents at Mar-a-Lago had anything to do with nuclear weapons or spy secrets, as they just implied. There's nothing in here that implies that they could, quote, reverse engineer anything, and then all these people would die, CIA operatives around the world. There's no one that's come out and said that the documents are leaked to any of this. That's why they're saying it, because they can just imply anything they want to imply to make it look like people that are asking and demanding transparency are somehow psychotic individuals who are trying to get a bunch of people killed. That's what they are implying. They're trying to convince you, they're trying to tell you that if you advocate for transparency, you're advocating for death of individuals, death of people. You're trying to, if you ask for it, for some sort of transparency in all of this, and what you're really doing, right? What you're really saying, what you're really advocating for is the destruction of America's spies, and for them to be out there and just have a bullet put in their head because you asked for transparency. There is no indication these documents have anything to do with that, but it doesn't matter, because this is how you sell another lie. You grab a former CIA officer and you imply that you asking for transparency is going to get a bunch of people killed. Sunday morning on CNN's big show, State of the Union, you had Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican from New Hampshire. His state obviously matters early on in the presidential election coming up. He was on as a guest, and they were trying to, you know, really dig down this in this, you know, how can you defend Donald Trump, right? How can you defend what he's done here? How can people, you know, this is a cult-like activity from those on the right with this. And his point was, and he made a great point, he's like, dude, do you really think this doesn't have to do with the midterm elections and politics? He straight out called out CNN. Like, this is obvious what the intent here is. Listen.
Governor of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, who is on the ballot running for re-election. Governor, we learned Friday from this new affidavit that is redacted that the FBI found 184 documents marked classified in January, and it included more than two dozen labeled top secret. We also learned that the FBI retrieved sensitive information on human clandestine sources. How concerned are you about this?
Well, again, my biggest criticism, and I think the concern of most of the country, is where's the transparency, right? We want to see it. And one thing I was very aggressive about was saying, look, if you're going to take unprecedented action and raid a former president's house, well, you better have a strategy for unprecedented transparency. So I think we're all concerned about what might be in those documents. There were some were classified, some weren't, you know, what the serious nature was. But show us. You got to be able to show your cards when you're taking actions like this.
But you know that you can't show all your cards when you're talking about top secret information.
I love this, right? Well, you know you can't. There's a lot of things the president sees that are labeled classified or top secret that a year or two or weeks or months later are completely irrelevant. Almost everything the president sees as classified as something. And by the way, she understands this. Dana Bash, I've known her for years, okay? We worked together when I was a commentator at CNN, and this is what the media does, right? They try to big dog you into implying that you're just ignorant and not understanding what's going on here. They're like, well, hold on a second. There are some issues here. You need to understand that, you know, you can't just be throwing around classified information, acting like it's no big deal. That's not what the governor's saying here, by the way. The governor's not implying that either. What he's implying is you got to be transparent when you raid a former president's house.
The whole point of the investigation, we now know, was that there was very important classified information, including human clandestine sources, at risk here. So they can't reveal everything. We did see the redacted affidavit. So the question goes back to the potential risk to American intelligence and national security. Are you concerned about that?
Well, sure. Look, what's the subject matter? I think we should.
By the way, let's just hit pause there. You notice the trend. CNN's doing it. MSNBC's doing it. Right? This must be a national security issue. And if you ask for transparency, you're trying to get our men and women, the CIA, murdered around the world. That's somehow how we got to the point we're at today. That's their argument. Well, if you advocate for transparency, you do know that a bunch of Americans are going to be slaughtered around the world. There is no indication the stuff that was classified had anything to do with top secret information or individuals that would be compromised around the world. There's no indication that's the fact here. But they don't seem to care about that. They're willing to lie to you at all costs. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, let's get back to this other part of the story. There's no indication this is actually correct and or accurate. Take a listen to Governor Sununu fighting back on this narrative that came out of nowhere. I would call it propaganda from the left and the media selling it.
Absolutely be concerned. There's no question about that. But I don't know what to be concerned about. No one seems to. What's the subject matter? What's the dates? What's the times? What are we talking about
here?
Open the whole investigation up. But
yeah, sure. I'm sorry to interrupt. But are you concerned that revealing that will kind of defeat the purpose of the investigation, which is to try to keep information that is supposed to be secret just that for national security reasons?
Again, I'm not saying put all the documents on the internet, mm-hmm. but give us some sense of the subject matter. Give us some sense of the timing. Give us some sense of what really drove us in there. I think we were all pretty excited to see what might be in this affidavit. And I think I speak for everyone when we're all pretty disappointed to see it was almost all redacted. I get you got to redact certain things here and there, but you had pages upon pages upon pages redacted to the point where you say, well, what's the point? So when are we going to see the cards? And let's remember, this has been a year and a half in the making. Right. The former President Trump has been out of office for going on 2 years now. Why? I think this is a coincidence just happening a few months before the midterm elections and all that.
I love this. Right. She does not like him saying that. Listen how fast she tries to jump in there. You don't think this is some sort of coincidence right before the midterm elections that this is happening after he's had these documents for 2+ years? If what you're claiming is true, then why didn't they act a lot sooner?
I think this is a coincidence just happening a few months before the midterm elections and all that sort of thing. So, you know, this is unprecedented, and they had to have an unprecedented strategy, which they clearly didn't have. They're on their heels. They don't know what to do. We want to see the information so we can have this discussion. We can talk about the subject matter, you know, with some sense.
I want to move on, but I
love this. I want to move on. You're making too much sense. You can't say what you're saying on TV. And CNN, by the way, wonders why none of these Republicans just won't go on CNN anymore. There's no point. You're speaking to the radical extremist left, like this woman right here, Dana Bash. And she's like, I want to move on. But one more thing I got to say. Listen.
Before I do, I just want to show our viewers, and I'm not sure if you can see it, but I'll tell you the timeline. It's not as if the archives and then the FBI and the Justice Department were not trying. They didn't just wake up one day and said, I'm going to go into Mar-a-Lago. It started in May 2021 and it ended with the search, but it was after an exhaustive attempt to get this information.
So in other words, Donald Trump is wrong. May 2021, archives reach out to the Trump team. Fall of 2021, archives grow frustrated with slow pace. January 2022, archives retrieve 15 boxes of records. April 2022, FBI interviews Trump aides. June 2022, DOJ serves subpoena at Mar-a-Lago. August, FBI executes a search warrant. So you have to understand something here, Governor. They tried. And when you don't do what we tell you to do, Ha ha. We raid your home and then tell anyone that questions us that you're trying to get CIA operatives around the world killed, even though there's nothing that says that is the case. It doesn't matter because this is propaganda. When the government asked Hillary Clinton for her records, never forget what she did. They destroyed them. They bleached the servers. They disconnected everything. They shut it down. They silenced every single leak that came out. And then, by the way, don't ever forget, Hillary Clinton then told her staff, take these BlackBerries that they want and smash them with hammers. And they did it. Literally smash them with hammers. And that's exactly what they did. They smashed them with hammers. No one raided Hillary Clinton's house. No one raided the Clinton Foundation, right? Where millions and millions of dollars was coming in from bad actors around the world to buy access to the United States government through Hillary Clinton and the State Department. No one raided anyone for that. No one did anything close to that because you never would, right? Why would you? When you're a Democrat, you play by a different set of rules. When you're a Republican, if you don't do what we tell you to do every moment of every day, we will arrest you, we will raid your home, and if they'll do it to Donald Trump, they will do it to you. And if you ask any questions or you demand transparency, they then say you're treasonous. This is the midterm strategy. You are treasonous if you do anything we tell you not to do. That's exactly what they said on MSNBC. Defending Trump on Mar-a-Lago raid, cultish. If you were defending him, you were an un-American, treasonous person with treasonous behavior.
So the point you just made about the video surveillance to the New York Times report, is that the incentive for asking for further surveillance? They're trying to see who was near the documents, who may have been able to handle the documents. So is that what it's looking for?
We need to know who had access to these documents because they were in an unsecured location. Some of these documents, if they're marked at the top secret or SCI or special access program level, they've got to be stored in a very secure, controlled location. Only a few people know about what's in those documents. You can't just have them lying around in boxes at Mar-a-Lago where different people can just walk in and read those documents. So this is a
very— By the way, that never happened. They put the lock on the door that they asked them to put on the door. It was in a secured location with the Secret Service there all the time. You can't say that this was not done that way. You can't say the documents were unsecure. You can't say that people could just randomly walk in and read these documents. That is not true. It's a lie. To paint that picture the way that he just did it is not accurate. That's not even what the FBI was saying in their raid. They didn't say that these papers were just sitting around in a desk drawer and any maid or any person that came in could just steal these or any bad actor could break in. This is a secure location secured by the Secret Service and local police. So to say it the way that he is saying it is, Ted Lieu is saying it is, again, if they want to use these words, it's treasonous.
Very serious matter. Anybody else, honestly, would have been indicted by now.
You know, what's interesting is listening to Trump defenders. They have constantly shifted the goalposts. First off, they demand the release of the search warrant, then the release of the affidavit. Now they want sensitive government secrets to be declassified and just put out there in the public. Let's take a listen to what some of them have been saying about that.
There was a dispute over these records. They were removed from the White House. They're sensitive records. They are stored in an improper, insecure location, but that's not really a revelation. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton.
I'm looking at your screen. redacted means cancel. Okay, so they canceled the affidavit.
Why not declassify the documents they actually took from President Trump and show the public what they were?
Care to comment on that, other than the part that clearly the folks at Newsmax think this is funny, but... Anything on that?
John Yoo's comments are insane. What he is saying is he would want top secret and documents beyond top secret to appear on the front pages of New York Times on your show so that I can see it, my dentist, my neighbor, and the Russians and the Iranians, solely to protect Donald Trump. This is cultish, un-American, treasonous behavior. You cannot just declassify all these documents and put it into the public domain simply to prevent Donald Trump from prosecution. That is a very treasonous argument, and any MAGA Republican making it should be ashamed of themselves.
You know, when they talk about the rhetoric and they're worried about people becoming angry and taking to the streets and everything else that you hear the left say, maybe if you weren't referring to us as being treasonous all the time just for asking questions would be a good start. Maybe not saying things like this. Right? There's pictures now going around, Democrats running for re-election saying that they believe that Donald Trump is going to be indicted, saying that he's going to be in a yellow jumpsuit. Someone's photoshopped a picture of Trump. Hell, they even had this on the Drudge Report this morning. Right? They have a Trump indictment watch on the Drudge Report because they hate Donald Trump. Riots if prosecuted, ? Legal team scrambles to find argument. Inner circle freaking out. MAGA judge to save the Don. FBI completes review of documents. Inquiry poses unparalleled test for the DOJ. Republicans quieter as details emerge. Midterms turning toxic. National Archives hit with threats. What's coming next? That's what they have on Drudge Report as we speak. You do want to know what's happening right now, though, about with this country, real news that should matter? We're getting breaking news now. The U.S. Embassy employees are being evacuated from the rooftop by helicopter in Baghdad. This is the new normal under the President of the United States of America. Again, we're being told that right now U.S. Embassy employees are being evacuated from the roof in Baghdad by helicopter. But yes, let's worry about Donald Trump and these documents. Let's totally focus in on that. Let's not actually protect Americans around the world. This is the new normal. This is how far America has fallen. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.